should do that more regularly, just to everybody. Okay, so we left off, we started talking about the Mishnah said really been Sayyid Mar'al Shem Sayyid Mar'al. Agamar says that's why without a pasuk, I would think that a kotun is chayiv. Lashner Agamar is medium and Sayyid Mar'al, al chetin erat, al shem Sayyid Mar'al. So I mentioned last time, tunus chayiv, what exactly that means, al shem Sayyid Mar'al. Rav Chaim's nusuch, they don't necessarily contradict, Rav Chaim is less specific. Rav Chaim's nusuch is Hilchas Gerushin, is that Hashem Sofer Nerag means that it's a dina ba'alma de katlin alay. It's not a chiv in the gavra, that he's chayiv misa. It's a din that we have to kill him, but he's not a chayiv misa. Rav Chaim says that Lagavi Rav Chaim's question, how could there be a hafmin of the ben, so that a katan is chayiv is Nerag, how could you be made on a katan? You have to be made b'fnei baldin, and the katan is k'shloi b'fon of domi. Says Rav Chaim, you only have to be made b'fnei baldin when you're coming to say that he's chayiv misa. We're not saying Yehud Ben Sarimur is Chayav Misa. We're saying that we have a din, that we have to kill him. So for that, you don't have to have an Eilis Bifanov, or at least you don't need you don't need him to be there as a Baldin. That's a Chayav Nusach. And the Ramah later in the Mishnah, Ben Sarimur, Al-Shem Sofer Nerag, the Ramah says that he's a Reidav. Al-Shem Sofer Nerag means like by Bob Machteris. The Mishnah says Bob Machteris, Al-Shem Sofer Nerag. He's a roidif. We kill him, also roidif. Rav Chaim may agree to that. Rav Chaim is not nochus to that. For Rav Chaim's purposes, you don't have to be so specific. The point is, it's not a chi of misa. It's a din that we have to kill him. Why do we have to kill him? Yeah, you could say because of roidif, but Rav Chaim didn't need to commit himself to that. The Ramah says, takes it all the way, and he says, look, it's like Bob Machteres. He's killed Alst roidif. Parenthetically, I saw a very interesting thing in the Rambam, in the Moreh Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Beis, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam says has three averis, that three people are Nerag Al Shem Sofer, Bob Machteres, and Soyer Meira, and Goyin of Nefesh u'Macharay, Smeisi u'Mosi, he says, because Sofer Bola Deir Tzicha. So I took a chiddush, I never heard before that Goyin of Nefesh is Al Shem Sofer. I thought Gain of Nefesh, that's the Chaim Raver of Gain of Nefesh. I don't know what the mocker for that Ramam is, where he got that from. The Gain of Nefesh is also Hashem Sofer. I could point him just a Yediyah Ba'alma. The Ram has a third thing that's a third person who's Nerag Hashem Sofer. So the Ramah, it's very fascinating Ramah. The Ramah, first of all, says that he's a Roidif. Sofer, the last name is Hebrius. Then the Ramah explains, so why is the Chayiv Skila? Even if it be the last name is Hebrius, he's only going to be Chayiv Sayef. And here we give him skila. Skila is more chomer than saif. How could it be chilos is chomer misoifer? So the Ramah says that he's not only soifer to be ritzeh, he's soifer chal shabbos. Because when he's going to go be molastim as a priest, he's going to be mechal shabbos. He doesn't spell out what exactly the chil shabbos will be, but whatever it is, he's going to be mechal shabbos. So mimele, that's already a chil skila. So ask the Ramah 1 second, but there's no din of roidif by chil shabbos. There's no din of matzilim reisiv and ashri. Somebody's running to be mechal shabbos, we don't kill him. So it says the Ramah, you know, here he's a roidif for ritzicho. So that's why Sam Roidah to Michal Shabbos we don't kill. But here he's a Roidah for Ritzicha. Once he's a Roidah for Ritzicha, so he's also a Roidah for Chil Shabbos, so we give him Skila. Kilo, it all gets bundled into the Poshup Shat in the Ramah is that it all gets bundled into the Roidah. Chil Shabbos by itself doesn't have it in Roidah. But here he's a Roidah for Ritzicha. Ritzicha does have it in Roidah. Once he's a Roidah for Ritzicha, I can bundle in that here he's a Roidah for Ritzicha in Chil Shabbos, we mainly get Skila. So does that mean that every person is roidif to be roidseach and to be mechal Shabbos with seichelim? So far or not, the regular roidif, that means it's based on it all. Anybody can kill. That doesn't have dina misses based on. This is obviously a special kind of roidif, but it has misses based on. This special kind of roidif, it's a chiddush, a parsha, mechudesh in the Torah, but it's based on the idea of roidif. So had he been a roidif only for roidseach, the Torah would have only been mechayiv himself. Now that he's a roidif for roidseach and for chil Shabbos, so the Torah is mechayiv him, not saif, which is more kal. The Torah is already mechayiv him skila. Again, it's also hard to understand. Even if he's running to be mechal Shabbos, soifay to be mechal Shabbos. But the whole point of killing him now is to prevent him from being mechal Shabbos. Who says that should have the chaim or einish of chil Shabbos itself? Any of that. That's what he says. Then the Ramah goes on and he asks, but why don't we wait? Why do we kill him now? Because he's a roidif. So for the last time of Sabriya, as we kill him now, it's Reidif. Why don't we wait? Maybe have a Ramah. So maybe see the exact question. He says, why don't we wait till it'll actually be till it actually go to Parshas Drachim, and it'll start to be Roydif in earnest. In Tamar. Why don't we wait until it'll be misbarer that he's a roidif? He'll be a roidif borer. Right now, apparently, he's not a roidif borer. We have this yod the Torah l'sayv daitoy. Torah has a crystal ball. He's going to be one day melastim sebrius. Why don't we wait until it'll be misbarer that he's a roidif? So what's his kasha? The Torah says, "What do you hurry a roidif? You kill as soon as you can." What's his thing? Well, let's wait. The Torah is Yard the Torah was made that he's a Raidif. So what's this kasha? We should wait till it's Misbar that he's a Raidif? Who says it's not Mavur now? If it's Yard the Torah Lusav Daita, so it's Mavur now. Well, what's this kasha altogether? So I think if Shad is Poshta, maybe I mentioned this already. Even now, if Ben Sarah Murray, you can't say he's Mamash Raidif. If Ben Sarah Murray would be Mamash Raidif, then anybody could kill him. That's obviously not true. Not anybody can kill him. Only Beis Din can kill him. So you have to say, yeah, for that matter, if he'd be roidif mamish, even a we're going to talk more about katan in a minute, but even a katan would be chayv. A katan could also be a roidif. And the ma'aseh katan is potter ben sarah meir. So obviously, even though he's a roidif, he's not a regular roidif. We have to be chayv him. He didn't sarah ben sarah meir. Then there's a new parsha mechudeshes that he's a kind of roidif. We kill him. There's a new parsha of misas Beis Din that we kill him with Torah's roidif. But he's not a regular roidif. I think that's what the Ramah means. Let's wait until the misbar that he's a roidif. He's not a roidif bar. We don't know 100% that he's going to be molasted as Ebrius, that we could let anybody could just come and kill him because he's a roidif. You know, to be a roidif, you have to be roidif a poil. That's a roidif bar. A guy's coming at you with a knife. That's a roidif bar. It's not a roidif bar. This is a roidif on the level of Yod HaTorah L'Soif Daitai. At the level of Yod HaTorah L'Soif Daitai, the Torah doesn't allow anybody to kill a person who's a roidif on the level of Yod HaTorah L'Soif Daitai. That the Torah, in its prescience, sees that the end of such a person is going to be, he's going to come to a bad end. That's not a roidif bar. That doesn't give anybody a right to kill him. It's a new parsha mechudeshes of Mises Ben Sarah Mer. You have to be in that parsha. The logic of the parsha Ben Sarah Mer is that the Torah considers him to be a roidif. But you have to come on to the new parsha mechudeshes of Ben Sarah Mer with the special Mises Beis Din, with special Tnoyim and special Halachas. Esther Amar, why do we need such a special parsha? Let's wait until he's a roidif bar, and then anybody will kill him. So why do we need the special parsha? Why do the Torah need the special parsha Ben Sarah Mer? Says the Ramah, Mutuf Yom Zakev Al Yom Chayev. So that's the end of the Mishnah. Ben Sarah Mer Al Shem Soif and Erev. Omer Torah Mutuf Yom Zakev Al Yom Chayev. The Ramah is learning that those two thoughts in the Mishnah, Al Shem Soif and Erev, and Mutuf Yom Zakev, are two different ideas. You could have learned that though. If not for the Ramah, if you just read the Mishnah, Ben Sarah Mer Al Shem Soif and Erev Mutuf Yom Zakev Al Yom Chayev, you could have read the Mishnah to mean Ben Sarah Mer has nothing to do with Reidif. It's Yom Zakeh Ve'al Yom Eschayev. The Torah wants to prevent him growing up to be Meis Chayev, to growing up to be a Rosha. So Al Shem Soif and Erev, the Torah said, we should be Meimis him when he's Zakeh, rather than wait to be Meimis him when he's Chayev. And that's the whole Inyan. But the Ramah learned that's not the meaning of Al Shem Soif and Erev. Al Shem Soif and Erev means that he's a Roidif, because it's parallel to the mission of Bava Machteris, that's Al Shem Soif and Erev, and that's clearly a din of Roidif. So the Ramah learned that Al Shem Soif and Erev means that he's a Roidif. Roidif is not the same thing as Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. The reason why you kill a Roidif generally is because Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. What does that have to do? You kill a Roidif, let's all us a Nidif. So since the Ramah learns that Ben Sarah Meir is Al Shem Soif and Erek, Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev, since the Ramah learns that Ben Sarah Meir Al Shem Soif and Erek means that he's a Roidif, so why are we killing the Ben Sarah Meir? To save his future victims. So what does that have to do with Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev? Therefore, the Ramah learns, no, the Mishnah is preempting a question. Ben Sarah Meir is Nereg Al Shem Soifot. That means he's Nereg, but there is Roidif to save his victims. If that's the case, asks the Mishnah, as the Ramah understands it, so why kill him now? Why not wait and kill him later when it'll be Misbar that he's a Roidif? When it'll be a Roidif Vaday? So that's another thing. Yom HaZakev Al Yom HaZchayev. The Torah says, if already we're killing him as Roidif, why wait till he'll be a Roidif Boror, and then he's going to be Yom HaZchayev? Because if he's in the process of being raped of somebody with a knife, that's called Yom Eschayev, even if he doesn't reach the guy. But that's still called Yom Eschayev. We should kill him now when he's first, the first bad payers are starting to blossom. So now we should kill him in order to have Als Reidif. But we're makdim, the Din Reidif, the Chiyav Reidif, in order that it should be Yom Eschayev, Al Yom Eschayev. That's how the Ramah learns the whole package of you. So bottom line, the Ramah, is that the Ramah learns that Ben Sari Meirel, Sam Soif, and Erig means that it's a Reidif. It's the Chiddushim Shat, Ka'omer, because I could have learned Al Shem Soif and Erig means we kill him when he's Zakai rather than kill him when he's Chayiv, and it's nothing to do with Reidif. And the Ramah learns, no, Al Shem Soif and Erig means like Bob and Machteres. He's a Reidif, so we have to kill him before he has more victims. But the reason why we're makdim to kill him as Reidif now, and he's not Mamish Reidif, not anybody can kill him as Reidif, he's not really a Reidif, he's a pre-Reidif, but we kill him as a pre-Reidif rather than wait for him being an actual Reidif in order that it should be Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZakev. That's kind of the Ramah. You see also from the Ramah Chiddush, besides the Chiddush Shat in the Mishnah, that it means Reidif, you see also Chiddush in the Ramah, that this concept that Ben Soyer Meir is not Nereg al Chetay, but he's Nereg al Shem Soifay, it remains true even in the Maskanas of Gemara. This we'll talk about maybe more in a few minutes. The Gemara said Ben Soyer Meir is not Nereg al Chetay, he's Nereg al Shem Soifay. The Gemara said it to explain the Havamina that a Kotan might be Chayef. The Mice now is a possible that a Kotan is Potter. So it'd be a mockum to say, we'll talk later in the Ramah, that maybe the Maskanas of Gemara is a Chazar. That we thought Ben Sari Meir is Mamish not Nereg al Chetoi, he's Nereg B'Torah's Reidif, so then even a Kotan could be a Reidif. Habach is a Kotan could also be a Reidif. So more later in Ayin Beis. Now that there's a possible that says that a Kotan is Potter, so maybe we talk and change our mind. Maybe it's not anymore a Reidif. Maybe Hashem Soif and Nereg doesn't mean Reidif anymore. Maybe it means something softer. We're more Machmir in this Avera because it's going to lead to worse Averas. But the Chiyuv is for the Avera itself. In the Ramah, it says not there. The Ramah understands that Ben Sari Meir is a Reidif. He's not going in Agamor, the Ramah. He's going in the Mishnah. He's going Aliba de Emes. And the Ramah says, Aliba de Emes, the Chiyuv Ben Sari Meir is B'Torah's Reidif and not Al Chetoi. So there's a few ha'oros here in this Ramah. Number one, Rav Chaim asks the kasha. Chaim asks, this is Rav Chaim in Mamrim. Chaim asks, how could the Gemara of Ahavimina that a Ben Sari Meira, that a Kotan is Chayiv because Al Shem Soif and Eran? Agamar. Kotan, I would have thought without a pasuk, I think a Kotan is Chayiv. Because medium and Sari Meira, Al Shem Chetin Eran, Al Chetin Eran, Al Shem Soif and Eran. So maybe a Kotan could also be there. Yes, if Chaim, 1 second. To be a Ben Sari Meir, to be Chayiv Misuf Ben Sari Meir, you have to first be Chayiv Malkus V'Lachil Arishayna. So how could a Kotan be Chayiv Misuf Ben Sari Meir, even if we'll say that the Chayiv Misuf Ben Sari Meir is Al Shem Soifay, but to be a Ben Sari Meir, you first have to be Chayiv Malkus Al Ben Sari Meir. For the Malkus, the Chori has to be a Gadol. How could a Kotan be Chayiv Malkus? So how's it Mishkachas Lo? How is it Mishkachas Lo that he's going to be Chayiv Misas Ben Sari Meir? In order to be Chayiv Misas Ben Sari Meir, he has to first be Chayiv Malkus Ben Sari Meir. So how did he ever get to the Malkus? In order to get Malkus for a lav, you have to be a Godel. A Kotan doesn't get Malkus for violating a lav. So how could the Gemara of Ahavimina that a Kotan is Chayiv Misas Ben Sari Meir? Even if it's Hashem Soifay, so the Misas is Hashem Soifay. But what about the Malkus that comes before? Says Rav Chaim, you have to say that the Al Shem Soifay Nereg includes the Malkus too. That the Malkus is also Al Shem Soifay. Not only is the Misa Ben Sari Meir of Achila Shnia Al Shem Soifay, but the Malkus is also Al Shem Soifay. So therefore, the Malkus you could also get as a cotton. That's Rav Chaim's Hechocha. From this, Rav Chaim plans this Yisoy that the Malkus of Ben Sari Meir is also Ben Sari Meir of Dikiti. It's also Al Shem Soifay. Question is, Bishlam according to Rav Chaim, that Al Shem Soifi just means, Rav Chaim doesn't commit himself anymore, then Al Shem Soifi means it's not a chiv on the Gavra, it's a din that we have to kill him. without going into the why and the, you know, what the nature of that din is. Yes. So then I could hear that Malkus is the same thing, that the Malkus in Masorah also is not a chi of Malkus on the Gavra, it's a din that we have to be Malkim. So I understand how Malkus might be able to be Al Shem Sofer. Same way Mises Al Shem Sofer. What does it mean, Mises Al Shem Sofer? You know, Chaim's language. Al Shem Sofer means it's not a din of the Gavra, it's a din that we have to kill him, but it's not a chi of on the Gavra. So Malkus could have the same category. He could have by Malkus. But according to the Ramah, that Al Shem Sofer means that he's a Roidif. So I understand Miso is Al-Shem-Soifah. Al-Shem-Soifah is Chayim Miso. But what, how could the Malkus be Al-Shem-Soifah? How could the Malkus be Al-Shem-Soifah? If Al-Shem-Soifah means Roidif, Roidif is Chayim Miso, not Chayim Malkus. So what would it mean in Arabic? What could it mean that the Achil, that the Malkus of Ben Soira Meira is Al-Shem-Soifah? But if it's not Al-Shem-Soifah, you have Rav Chaim's Kasha. Rav Chaim is a very good Kasha. How can the Meira have a that a Kotlin is Chayim Miso? To be Chayim Miso, you have to be Chayim Malkus first. Rav Chaim is a good point. The Ramah holds no hasra. Yeah, Ramah is mashma, but there's no hasra for these malchus. Right, but needs again. You know, kind of. How's that gufa nadon? No, it's maybe right. Maybe the malchus is also Hashem Sofer. What would it mean according to the Ramah? That's really what I'm looking for. If Hashem Sofer means Reidav, so I understand what it means by Misa. But what could it mean by what could it mean by malchus? You're right. The Ramah is lechera. It's another. Well, it's not like.
I mean, the first stage is just seeing if he's actually going to be calm, someone who's going to be Yilashim. That's not his being Yilashim.
Yeah, but what is this Malkus? The Malkus is it? How does it relate to get Malkus?
It's the same whether you get Malkus in Mamun and Yilashim,
or Kesh Torah. No, that's a regular Malkus. It's a Knas, maybe it's Malkus of a Knas, but it's Malkus. Here it's Al-Shem Soif. Al-Shem Soif means not a Chiv on the Gavra at all. Knas is a Chiv on the Gavra. Here it's not a Chiv on the Gavra, it's B'teres Reidiv. So what does that do? How can you have Malkus B'teres Reidiv?
Because the Ramah says that the Parsha Mechodesh learned that from the Yisrael side. So maybe the Chiddush of the Yisrael side is that even there's a cotton that gets office, and it doesn't need to be in the good Dharma, normal
Chiddush. But what does it do to write it? So fine, I'm asking.
But it doesn't have to
that be. That it's a Parsha Mechodesh, the Ramah Taka says in Samach Gimel, we'll talk about it in a few minutes, that the Malkus of Mitzvah Meir is a Parsha Mechodesh of Malkus. So look, it's a Parsha Mechodesh, it's still a Chiv and the Gabra. Has a Shaykh and a cotton. LMI, because it's a Roidif, right? A cotton could also be a Roidif. But how could the. I don't care if it's a parsha mechodeshes, but a parsha mechodeshes is also done in the gavra. Cotton can't have elamai here it's alshem soif, which means according to the Ramah that he's a roidif. How can you get malchus as roidif?
Roidif doesn't have yomazakai either, so you could say it's an extension of yomazakai.
So even that, how does yomazakai? How does the malchus get yomazakai?
Stops him from being.
Oh, so if you already say that, then that could work for roidif too. Yeah. I think that's the emesoteres that the malchus as roidif. Because what's the point of this Malkus? The point of this Malkus is V'yisroisoi. The point of the Malkus is to warn him. It's a shot across the bow to warn him he shouldn't do it again. So nechanami. That's a right. Normally, what's it going to? There's no such metzias normally. But just like you have misa by right, what's the point of misa? To stop him. So here the Malkus is to stop him.
Yeah, Chas.
Right, it's a kinta yochel atzil ve'echad me'evar. A right, if not always chayim misa. A right, if you can stop him by hitting by winging him in the leg. So that's also the neroidif. So however you can stop him, the minimum that you need to stop him. So here we try to stop him with malchus, and that's talking also in the neroidif in a chanami. I think that's the answer for the Ramah. Okay, so zachinu so far we have in the Ramah, and now we have a whole scheme. The Ramah learns that Ben Sori Meir is Al-Shem Soifah, that means that he's a Roidif, and the Ramah learns that that's not just a Havamino, that's the Maskon of the Gemara, that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the Chiyah Ben Sori Meir means is B'Torah's Roidif. And the Malkus also is B'Torah's Roidif. Come, I have to say, otherwise, how do you understand that Gemara? So, L'Chor Shver, two things. First of all, what does the Ramah do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that a cotton is potter. Why? What is in the Mishnah? Why is a cotton potter? Shlei bolachal mitzvahs. What do you mean? Shlei bolachal mitzvahs. He's not nereg al cheto. He's nereg al shen soifer. again, we'll see later. We talked a little bit in the Ram already that if you learn that the Gemara, there's a Chazar in the Gemara, the Agamar is only a Havamina, that you can be Chayav a Katan because it's Hashem Seifin Erech, it's not a Din L'Gav at all. But the Maskon is that it is a Din L'Gav, it is a Chet and the Einish. And the Mishnah that it says Hashem Seifin, that's like a time of the Krah, that's something less. But the Gedr Hadover is that it's a punishment for the Chet of L'Soich L'Al Adam. And the Agamara, they seems to say that it's not a punishment for the chet. Otu ben soy al chet nerek al shem soy nerek is just a havamina. The maskon is al chetoy. He's nerek for the chet of olosoich lo adam. Chazar nugamah. We talked a little bit about it in the past book somewhere that I think the Rama has to learn that way. That it's a chazar nugamah. See other rishonim. It's a chazar nugamah. It's a mishnah al chetoy nerek al shem soy nerek. So we said it in the Rama. The mishnah just means the time of the crow, why was the Torah so machmir on the Avera of L'Soich Adam? It was such a terrible Avera. The reason why the Torah was so machmir in this Avera is because it leads to worse Averas. But the bottom line is, the Chiyuv is for the Maskonis HaGemara, after we have a Pasuk, that a Kotan is Potter, and only a Godel is Chayiv, so that's Megala, that the Chiyuv and Tzoy Mare is an Oynish for the Chet. So then we're fine, so that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Rambam is probably that way. The Rambam doesn't bring a drasha for a kotlin at all. The Rambam says a kotlin is part of shleibah l'chal mitzvahs. He doesn't even bring the drasha ben asamachlish. Because he learns that the Rambam doesn't have to bring all the drashas. After the drasha, the gedir is shleibah l'chal mitzvahs, like it says in the Mishnah. That could very well be. There's a chazari in the Gemara. But the Ramah is not the way. The Ramah is going lemaisu, he's going lemaskana. The Ramah is on the Mishnah itself, and the Ramah learns ben soy mar is a chiyuv. And why do we wait? Well, the bottom line is mamish a chiyuv. So how do we read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that cotton is part of shleibah l'chal mitzvahs. What does Ramah do with that Mishnah? A cotton could be a cotton is chayav also. Here, maybe we could say Torah. The Archaina will say, the Rebbe Moshe has along these lines, the Peskrov, that there's two dinim in Roidiv. That there's one din in Roidiv, Al Satsalas and Yidov. And there's another din in Roidiv that is a Chiv and a Gavra. That is a Gavra, maybe Chiv and a Gavra is the wrong word because we're saying it's not a Chiv. But it's a din in the person that is a Gavra Taylor. It's a chiv and the gav is the wrong way. It's a din in the person that is a gavik tailor. It's chalin him a din that is a gavik tailor. There's nafkaninas maybe. Biskarov says that the din of kimeli b'rabne, you know, right? The post has kimeli b'rabne. We have nail naris, and we'll have it again in our pair. But there's the din kimeli b'rabne, right? If he's potter on the, if he breaks something. So, Biskarov said, "Astatzolus anirdef." It wouldn't be. That's not a din misa. It would have kimli b'dravne. It's kimli b'dravne. It must be a din misa on the gavra. But the Biskarov says, "But there's also din of atzolus anirdef." I already forget his raya. So there's also din of atzolus anirdef. The Rebbe Moshe also has such raya. That's I don't remember now the Mara that says, but he says also that raya has two dinim. There's one din of atzolus anirdef, and there's another din on the gavra that he has misa. So the Rebbe Moshe wants to say that a katan only has the din of atzolus and nirdof, but not the chiyuv and the gavra, because he learns the din of the gavra is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv mis on the gavra that a katan doesn't have. Katan only has that atzolus and nirdof. So the Gemara that says that a katan also has the din right, if that's only that atzolus and nirdof to kedin, must be an afkamin. Maybe by a katan there'd be no kimeli d'ravine. Katan is right if there'd be no kimeli d'ravine because he doesn't have the chiyuv misa. He just has that atzolus and nirdof. Maybe that atzolus and nirdof doesn't make kimeli d'ravine. Anyway, there's a lot of Torah along these lines. So maybe we could say a Shekel Torah. We'll say that Agamar had a Havamina, that Ben Soramar is a Roidif, even a Kotan is Chayev. We thought he's Mamish a Roidif. We thought that he's a Roidif for Atzolus HaNirdif. Now you have even by a Kotan. Now if it's a Pasuk that a Kotan is Potter, so the Pasuk is Megale, that Atzolus HaNirdif you don't have. It's not a Roidif Bar. Who knows if it will really happen. We're going to kill him for Atzolus HaNirdif. I don't even know he's ever going to be Anyway, it's not mavur that he's a roidif. They're a masif. We don't know for sure he's a roidif, so we're going to kill him. That's all that's in the if not, you don't have. But it's a din that he has. That he has the din of the gavra that he's a roidif. The din misa on the gavra you have. So for that, that a cotton doesn't have. So maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. Shleibolach al mitzvahs. That still shows that the leibolach al mitzvahs. You say leibolach al chiyuvim. Leibolach al mitzvahs is still a wrong lashon. And anyway, I don't think that's the right answer. But Lamaisa was trying the Mishnah, Lebolach HaMitzvah. And then there's another question. The Gemara says that Ben Soyer Mari has an Ashara. What is Hamach Gimel? Says that where's the what's the Ashara of Ben Soyer Mari? So the Gemara says, Le'soichel al Adom. Le'soichel al Adom. Don't do Nachil, that's maybe. The Ram also brings it. Don't do Nachil, that's maybe the Demisa. Why do you need an Ashara? If he's a Roidif, Roidif needs an Ashara. You kill a Roidif, there's no Ashara. You have to kill a Roidif because he's a Roidif. Because he's being roidif to do leis yitzchak. I mean, if anything, if you want to talk about an ashara by roidif, the ashara is leis yitzchak. He's being roidif to be leis yitzchak, so you kill him. So over here, why do you need a special ashara? He's being roidif. He's a roidif. If you're killing him as roidif, why do you need a special ashara? So why does the Gemara need an ashara? And you can't answer, maybe we'd be tempting to answer, then maybe the Ashar is for the Malkus. Maybe if the Misi Taka don't even Ashar. What?
It's a Lashar of Klaus.
Yeah, so that's why you're not Leika for it. That's why you wouldn't be Leika for it. So you need a special Pasuk Visra, because you wouldn't really be Leika for it because it's a Lashar of Klaus. But why do you need an Ashar at all? Why doesn't Sarah Mary need an Ashar at all? Maybe you could say that the Ashar is for the Malkus, for the Achille Vishoyna. Maybe the Mises Asraidif doesn't need an Asar. The Asar is only for the Achille Rishonim. So I don't think that's enough. First of all, we just finished saying that it's Mukha Kan Agamara, but Chaim's Mechocha, that not only is the Mises Ben Sarah Mara Asrim Soifer, the Malkus is also Asrim Soifer. Because otherwise, how would the Gemara have him wherever have him? And then Kotan is Chayim. You have to get the Malkus first. That's number one. Number two, there's a Ramah on Dafayin Aleph that says that the Asar of Einu Zoyimim is from Le Signif. Very sure, Ramah. He says, the Asar of Enim Zayim is Le Signif, because he has the Gonu Yemi Gonu Mishalav. He says, that's how the Mishnah knew that you have to have a Gneva, because the Asar is from Le Signif. He says, Shver Amah, what do you mean? The Gemara says, the Ferish and Samach Gimel, the Asar is from Le Seichel Al Adon. So we'll talk about it maybe later, but when we get to it, but L'chor you have to say that the Ramah learned that one is for the Malkus and one is for the Misa. The Asar for the Misa can't be the Asar for the Malkus, because we have it. It's Nitin L'Asar is Misa's base. So it's Taka two Asaras. There's one Asara the Ramah's talking about, where's the Asara for the Malkus. The Asara for the Malkus is from Le Signif. And the Asara for the Misa is from Le Soichel Adam. Don't do an Achil, it's maybe the day Misa. So if that's the case, then I don't see another way out from that Ramah. I mean, otherwise it's against the Ferish Gemara. The Gemara says the Asara is from Le Soichel Adam, and the Ramah met the new Asara from Le Signif. It's Al-Kochuch, one's for Malkus and one is for Misa. So if that's the case, then I see already that it's a Malkus, not only for Misa, there's an Asar for Malkus and an Asar for Misa. Why don't we need an Asar for Misa? He's the Haroidif.
As we pointed out, he's not really a Rodif, because if he was, he wouldn't need all these.
Right. So he's not Mamash Rodif, that's true. He's not a Mamash Rodif, it's a special Pash Rodif. But at the end of the day. So you're right, and we have to. So very possibly there's some leverage over here, but I don't know exactly how to push it through. I mean, this question I'm grappling with a lot over the last couple of days. So there must be some play over here. On the one hand, he's a roidif. We're not mamash roidif, not a roidif mavur, it's yom hazakai, yom hazchayef. But we kill him now as roidif with the yom hazakai, so we do an early roidif. You're right, it's not a regular roidif. It's a new parsha mechudeshes of roidif. But at the end of the day, if it's somehow related to roidif, it's a different kind of roidif, it's a pre-roidif. But at the end of the day, it's hard to understand if it has to do with the roidif, then what in the world is, so first of all, what does that have to do with leibolach hamitzvahs? Why is it called mpatsh leibolach hamitzvahs? What does that mean? And why do you need an asar? Even if it's not mamash roidif, so it's a semi roidif. Yeah, so somehow we have to play with it. You need to be over the asara in order to get this passion and chodeshus of being a roidif.
According to the Adar Mal, why was the passion that's all written into the Klal? He's a regular roidif, so why don't you...
No, so I'm asking him. I'm self say he's not a regular roidif. He's not a roidif bar. You know, actually, he's a barashu roidif. It's not yet Mr. Barashu roidif. It's a roidif on the level of Al-Shem Soifai, of Yordot Harel Soif Daitai. And that level is not a regular roidif. Not anybody, nobody, a bystander can't kill him. He's not a roidif mavur. You have to come out with a special parsha ben Sayer Meira, with the tnoim ben Sayer Meira. And once you have the special tnoim, we want to know, what's the Torah's agenda over here? The Torah's agenda is that it's al shem, that the Torah's agenda is a kind of roidif, a pre-roidif. The Torah is nipping the roidif in the bud. And only the Torah has a right to do that, you know, with mis. Only, you can't do it on your own. The Torah has a right to have this kind of special category of roidif that's really, it's a nascent roidif. At the end of the day, so why does it need an asara? I ain't saying he's based it, I ain't saying he's telling him on his scar, but what do I do? You're not killing him for the asara, you're killing him for the redifa. So it's a very pre-redifa, but you're killing him for the redifa with the yom hazakeh, the yom hazchayev, you're not killing him for the averis alav. So why do you have to have an asara altogether? Yeah, Mayor.
One of the chat is that you might not be killing him mishum chetei, but the fact of the matter is it's not enough that he's zel v'seveya to Megal that he's going to be a Raidif in the future. But he has to be Zel v'Seveya in a way where being Zel v'Seveya is an Aveira. So if he's not doing an Aveira, he might be Zel v'Seveya.
They say the Aveira Shabai contributes to the Achilu Mechuleres.
Since he is a Chaitis.
Only Achilu Mechuleres if he's also doing a Chet.
If he's a chaytet, Megal is going to be a raidif. But if he's cotton and he's not a chaytet by being zover seveya, then it's not going to be a...
Maybe. I'll tell you a great answer I don't have. So I'm open to answers. So maybe we'll say that. It's. And where do we know this from? Maybe we know it from the fact that a cotton... I mean, where do we know that it has to be a nasar? Maybe it's enough that he's zover seveya, and that's all you need. Like, where do we know that you have to have more that he's violating a nasar? So I guess we would have to say from the fact that a cotton is potter. If I wouldn't have the possibility that a cotton is potter, I would say it's enough that he does. But now that the Torah is Megal cotton is potter, what's wrong with the cotton? He's also Zayil Vasayil. So what's wrong with the cotton? Must be because he doesn't have the asar. He's not violating the asar. So that's already a gilui that in order to have this achila mechleres, the kiur shabu is not only that he's not only the achila itself. But the fact that he's violating the Seichel al Adam. Could be. I was thinking maybe to say a little bit different. I don't know if it's any better. I was thinking to say that since his exams have cost of the cult in his potter, so the Mishnah understood that the Gedder have The Gedder HaDover is, the reason why a Kotlin is Potter is because he's not Mechuyib B'Mitzvah, like it says in the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is telling me, the Lashon of the Mishnah, L'Yibolach HaMitzvah, means that, yes, it's Gzeiras HaKosel, because really it's Zeroidev. And it's Gzeiras HaKosel that a Kotlin is Potter. But the Pshat in the Gzeiras HaKosel is that there's a Tanai. That we can fit into what you're saying also, really. It's not a steer what you're saying. I'm saying, I'm not committing myself to your Hezber. I'm saying, it's a Tanai. There's a tnaya ben Sayer Meira that he has to be over the asar. The chiyuv is not for being over the asar. The chiyuv is for al shem sofer that he's a roidif, because the asar itself, like the gemara says later, v'chimitnishochal chatzil gayin v'shishoshos chatzil gayin v'yochal tatim abosar yishuv yoytzil v'esaschilo. The asar here is way not commensurate with the chiyuv misa that he's going to get. So the chiyuv misa is because he's a roidif. But Torah said a tnaya. In order to be chayiv misa, he has to be a godel. And what's the pshat in that tonight? The pshat is, in order to be chayiv misa, he has to violate an asara. But the ein is not for violating the asara. The violating the asara is the tonight. That's what I wanted to touch it up. There's all kinds of gzeres melas over here in Ben Sayer Meira. There's all kinds of tnoim, like Ram's tnoim on his karm. So one of the conditions of Ben Sayer Meira is, there has to be a lot of conditions. One of the conditions is that it has to be that he violated an asara. But the ein is not for the asara. It's just a din that he has to violate an asara. Yeah, we could say the reason for that din is because that makes the achilu mechuleres more mechuleres. What you're saying, I'm saying even without being that specific, it's not a steer to being that specific. That the asar over here serves as a condition of the chiyuv, but the chiyuv is not an einish for the asar. I think we have to say, according to the Ramah, I think we have to say something along those lines, and that's proud in the Mishnah shalei bolach hamitzus, meaning avad it's gzeres hakosuv. But what it says in the gzeres hakosuv of somach liish. of Ben Leish, that he has to be Samach Leish, that he has to be maybe that he has to already have blood shleis sires. What it says in the Xeris HaKosuv is a tnai, not stam a tnai that he has to be a godel, a tnai that he has to be Balachal Mitzvahs, because he has to violate an Asara in order to meet the conditions of being a Ben Sarah Meir. Once he meets those conditions, though, he's Chayim Misal's right. I think this might explain a few things. First of all, somebody had their hand up.
Just a different approach.
Yeah.
I would say that maybe we can leverage like how Tosos kind of reads the end of the Gemara. That basically we have, and I would preface it with this, that we have, generally we have rules that you need an Atara, you need to be not a Katan. So if that's true, so ideally we'd like this to fit also, even though technically his patron is fulfilling this role. We want him to have all those also. We want it to have, not that a katan is going to be chai, and we also want there to be an atzara. So now, at the end of the day, once we see, like Gemara was asking, the Mishnah's rule is insufficient to remove that. So we ask, he's neither Rosh himself, like the Rama would say, he's eroded, we should kill him anyhow.
Right.
So then we say, no, because the pasuk implies somebody who's some of the Rosh Hashanah, that includes a little bit of span of time once he's already a gadol. Now we can use the Mishnah's rule, as Tosos reads the Gemara, but you can now use the rule so we can rely on the regular rules that, okay, so somebody who is under 13 doesn't get killed by this. And now we have this 3-month swap. And also, same thing with Azhar, even though it's a lav shebachalos, we normally wouldn't have used this as an Azhar, but like, look, he too has an Azhar. This guy also has an Azhar. We found an Azhar for him. So we're just trying to stick to the rules.
So all those things may be true, but at the end of the day, why are we killing? Are we killing for Abayas Alab? Are we killing for the
right? Right, but we want to show that this parsha of Kodesh of Rode is just like every other parsha. It also has an Azhar. It also sticks.
So why does it need an Azhar?
Because
if you're killing him for Asteroidif, at the end of the day, why do you need an Asar? So I'm saying, that's it, it's Xeris HaKosov. He has to violate an Asar. Not, where did that Xeris HaKosov come from? From the fact that Kotlin is... Yeah, you're right about the Psukim and how it works, and Tosis, we'll see when we get to Tosis, you know, how to read exactly this, the Chesmen of the... But the bottom line is, you know, we'll skip to that, you know, we'll sum that all over.
Right.
Bottom line is, the Ramah says it's Chayav Asteroidif, right. But the Gemara says that there's an Asar, and it seems to be that you need an Asar. So why do you need an Asar if you're killing him Asteroidif? So that's what I'm saying. The Einish is not for violating the Asara. But there's a din that in order to be a Ben Sarah Meir, you have to be a Gadol. Read, Kree, you have to be Bolachal Mitzvahs, like the Lashon of the Mishnah, Bolachal Mitzvahs. And that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, really, it's Xeris HaKosuv. But the Mishnah tells me the Pshat in Xeris HaKosuv, not Stam, he has to be maybe Shtei Saris. The Pshat in Xeris HaKosuv is that he has to be Bolachal Mitzvahs, because that's what the Torah is Megala, that he has to be a person who's over Asaras in order to be a Ben Sarah Meir, because that's the condition of being a Ben Sarah Meir, that he has to violate an Asara. But once he violates the Asara, so he goes into the parsha and Sarah Meir, the Chiv is a Chiv Zoid, is a Chiv Zoid. So it's very Mechudosh. But there's a couple of things that maybe maybe help us think that this is not so strange, or this is not so so Rochuk Min HaEmes. First of all, you know, I mentioned earlier last week, there's a Shalom Rishonim, there's a Mitzvah Meir Nid Asra. The Mishnah says Masrim Boy. Masrim Boy B'fnei, the Mishnah says Masrim Boy B'fnei. Shleisha, the Gemara, amends Masrim Boy B'fnei Shnayim. So he needs a Hasra. The Rambam understands that Kepshutai. Hasra Seidim, like any other Aveir, needs a Hasra. Rashi and the Meiri and the Rama, they all learn that Masrim Boy means the Ova Ve'imoi are master him, don't do it again. Because of Rashi says learn half in the pasuk of Yisroel, so the Ramah says learn half in the pasuk of Einin Hashem Eved Kaleinu. It's a Xeris HaKosuv that all of you may have to warn him, don't do it again. But the Mishnah is not talking about Asra Seidim. And the Poshet the Pshat, the Mashmois in Rashi and the Ramah, is that you don't need Asra Seidim. Because if you needed Asra Seidim, then why not learn that that's Pshat in the Mishnah? From the fact that you don't learn that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, the Mashmois would seem to be that they only don't need Asra Seidim. I think in the Iri is more first that way, that you don't need Asra Seidim. Why not? Why don't you need Asra? If there's an Asara, the Asara Meir has an Asara, so you're chayef violating an Asara, so why don't you have to have Hasra? You have to be amazed. Hasra is to, that he's amazed, or he's matar atzil miso. Gidrei Hasra, we'll not talk about it now so much, but ordinarily speaking, any time you're chayef miso, or you're chayef malchus for violating a law, you have to have Asra. So why does the Asara Meir not need Hasra? So I think there are Master Shitosa that the Chiv is not for violating the law, the Chiv is for being a Roidif. A Roidif doesn't need Hasra. That's the first thing about a Roidif doesn't need Hasra. Ayat is an Asara. So Ka'omer, the Asara is a Tnai. But the Einish is not for violating the Asara. If the Einish is not for violating the Asara, then I don't care how much Mezid he was in the Asara. So maybe you don't have to have Hasra. You need Hasra when the Einish is for violating the Asara, so we have to know, was he really a Mezid, and to what degree, and so on. But so for that you need hasra. But if the einish is not for violating the hasra is not for violating the azhara, for violating the lav. The lav is the tanai. He has to violate the lav in order to meet the gdarm of Ansar Meir. But the einish is for being a roidif. So for that you don't need to have hasra. Had some stabba. And then there's also a Ramah in Samach Gimel. The Gemara in Samach Gimel says that from the lav of Lisoichel al Adam, we learn out a whole bunch of Yisurim. Right? The Gemara lists the old Yisurim that we learn out from Lisoichel al Adam. Gemara brings a Brisa. Sanya, when I loyal shim in Abraham, claim she takes enough to shubble sase, Tamilum, the circle Adam, the Rachel, the circle Adam, the circle boss of a dying damn magic. Abdesa, Mimnain, Shain Mavin, Alaruki based in Tamilum, the circle Adam, Abkiba, Mimnain, the head and shogas and effish, Shain Toyam, and Clum Kalisa, Yom, Tamilum, the circle Adam. Then we have in parentheses. Well, I saw the Benson Murray, Mimnain, Tamilum, the circle Adam. Hold this. Of things that are learned out from Lesoich Adam, and the Gemara says, then the Gemara says at the end, V'omer av Avin Bar Chiyah V'Tamer av Avin Bar Kahana Al Kulam Einoi Loike Mishum Dahavi Leilav Shebecholos. The Gemara says at the end, and all of these averes, there's no malchus because it's a lav shebecholos, a lav from which you can learn out many different isurim, called a lav shebecholos. So there's no malchus for any of them. So the Ramah asks. Taisus asks, for Mitzrayim Meir, there is Malkus. Says V'Yisroi, so there is Malkus. Chil Rishon of Mitzrayim Meir. Taisus asks, so why don't we learn out from Mitzrayim Meir that for this Lav Shebecholos there is Malkus? Taisus, I think, remains by Akasha. Yeah, Taisus remains by Akasha. The Ramah, but a component is mashmentosis. We'll start this way. It's mashmentosis that the malchus of Yisroel, so the malchus of Ensoyer Moira, is taka and malchus for the lab of Lesoichel al Adam. Tosis wants that we should learn out from the malchus of Ensoyer Moira that all the other Lesoichel al Adam, so if you're based in East on the day that the Machayev somebody miso, or somebody, or whatever, or you eat from a behemoth, a claim should taste it, all the various Lesoichel al Adam. Tosis wants you should get malchus for all of them. He asked it for Akasha. Why don't you get malchus for all of them? After all, you see a gili by Ensoyer Moira that you get malchus for Lesoichel al Adam, even though it's a lav shebecholos. So it's Moira and Tosis. It's a very important Tosis taka. It's important Tosis that the lav of Ben Soyer Meir is the malchus of Ben Soyer Meir are taka malchus for the lav, for the averis halav of Lesoichel al Adam. Agamara says that Ben Soyer Meir is al shem soyer. But lechora, you have to say in Tosis that Tosis learned Agamara that it's taka total chazor. You want to have a meaner that it's not for the averis halav, it's even by a kotlin. And the maskal of Gemara is not Lesoichel al Adam, that it is for the averis halav, the Ben Soyer Meir is for the lav. If the lav of Ben Soyer Meir is for the lav of Lesoichel al Adam, so how can the Gemara say Al Kulam Ein Eloike? The last thing Gemara was Omer Avin Bar Chiyah V'Tamer Avin Bar Kahana Al Kulam Ein Eloike Mishum Dahav LeLav Shebecholos. What do you mean Al Kulam Ein Eloike? One of the ones on the list was Ben Soyer Meir. Ben Soyer Meir Tosis is Loike. Tosis says different kasha. Let's learn out from Mitzrayim Meir to the other ones. So Tosis blags like a kasha. But besides that, how can Tosis learn? How did he read the Gemara? The Gemara says Al Kulam Ein Eloike Mishum Dahav LeLav Shebecholos. Al Kulam, doesn't Al Kulam include Mitzrayim Meir?
Means they're not looking inside.
What?
They're not looking from that asar. They're looking from
Yisrael. No, but Tosis says it is from that asar. Tosis learned that you like out of the Lav LeSoichel al Adam. But Yisrael is Megal that you like it for LeSoichel al Adam. Tosis asked, let's learn out from there that all the other LeSoichel al Adams are also like. So for that, Tosis does not have a teretz. But a kapanim, you see a taisus in the sud. That for Yisroel, it's just a gila that you're like for Lesoich Adam. You need a gila because it's a lav shebecholos. But now the Torah is megal. It says for Yisroel, so taisus reason learns that that's a gila that you tackle like for Lesoich Adam. And taisus wants to learn out from there. The other things also should be like. He doesn't have an answer. But lemaisa, that's how taisus learned. So either Gemara. So what, how does he read the Gemara? The Gemara says Al Kulam Ein Eloike. What's the Al Kulam? The sum of the answer is that it's told in the Gisrois in the Gemara. There's a the Gemara has I skipped to something. This is in parentheses. Look in Tamil Gimel. In parentheses, you have Omer Rabbi Yochanan Asar Leben Sori Moriminai in Tamil Loim Beloy Soichol Al Adam. Now, see, we had a Brisa. The Brisa lists all kinds of things that we learn out from Loy Soichol Al Adam. The Sanya. And Dan Bemazrik is L'Seichel Adam. Rabbi Kiva says Sanhedrin Shogas and Nefesh and Toyamim Klum is L'Seichel Adam. Then, if you take out the parentheses, then it just goes on. So, without the parentheses, it means it's part of the Brisa. But if you read the parentheses, Om Rabbi Yochanan Asar Leben Sori Mayor Minayin, so is that part of the Brisa? No, Rabbi Yochanan can't be part of the Brisa. Yochanan's an Amor. So that's time, a memory of Rabbi Yochanan, that Asar Leben Sori Mayor is also L'Seichel Adam, but that's not what it said in the Brisa. So then when the Gemara said, Al Kulam Ein Eloike, because it's Lav Sheba Chlolos, the Gemara means Al Kulam, all the things that are in the Brisa. Gemara's not talking about Ben Sori Mayor. Ben Sori Mayor is Taka Loike. Even though it's Lav Sheba Chlolos, because Vishra is Megala, you like it for L'Seichel Adam. But some of that's the answer. Akoponim, it says Beferish in that Tosis, that Tosis read the Gemara, that the Malkus of Ben Sori Mayor is a Malkus for the Lav of L'Seichel Adam. It's a kasha, let's learn out from there elsewhere that you like that you are looking for Lav Sheba Chlolos. He has no answer. But Tosis learns that there is Malkus for L'Seichel Adam. Either Gemara says Al Kulam ain't a loike. We'll have to say Tosis learned Al Kulam, the ones that are in the Brisa, but Ben Sori Mayor is not a loike. The Yad Ramah asks, he doesn't ask Tosis Kasha about let's learn out from Ben Sori Mayor, but he asks it on the Gemara. How can the Gemara say Al Kulam ain't a loike? He apparently did not give some Rabbi Yechanan. So the Ramah asks, how can the Gemara say Al Kulam ain't a loike? Ben Sori Mayor is loike. Says the Ramah, here the fact of lashon is important. He cautioned one. Heichon matzino lemeim ra'al kulam ein aloike. V'hoike men soy remore dechayev malakas dechziv yisro aysoy. V'tanami masam b'yip neshtoy shu malakan aysoy. Loi tik shalach, it's not a kasha. De ben soy remore ki loki loi mishum asoro de loki. Ela mishum dechziv b'yip malakas behedya. The Ramah says, the malakas of ben soy remore is not for the asoro. It's because it says malakas v'yisro aysoy. But it's not for the asoro. Now, you have to know what exactly does the Ramah over here mean. Generally speaking, we have this a lot in Eilun Aris. When we talk about a Lav and Malkus and the relationship between them, there's three possibilities. First of all, you have the regular case where the Lav automatically triggers Malkus because all Lavin, except for certain exceptions, Lav Sheba Chlolos and so on, but generally speaking, a Lav triggers Malkus. Because we learn out of Hekesh, Lav de Chasima, to Vayim bin Akoy Sarosha, all Lav and trigger Malkus. So that's one kind of Malkus and a Lav, where clearly the Malkus is the direct result of the Lav, because Lav and automatically carry Malkus. Then you have cases where the Malkus is not directly triggered by the Lav. The Malkus is some new kind of Malkus that doesn't automatically flow from the Lav. But the Lav is still the Azhara for the Malkus. L'moshel. This is all the way from Elanaris and from Malkus. L'moshel. The Meiri says in the beginning of Malkus that the Malkus had been Gushim and Chalutza by Edom Zoymim. Edom were made in somebody who said Ben Gushim and Chalutza, and now they were Huzum. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Malkus, we don't make them into Ben Gushim and Chalutza. That's not possible. So we give the Malkus a Gzeis HaKosuv, V'Yitztikus HaTzarek, V'Yishuv HaSarosho, V'Yihoyim V'Nachayis HaSarosho. There's a Gzeis HaKosuv that they get Malkus. So the Meiri is done. What kind of Malkus is that? Is that regular Malkus for violating Loisana? Loisana Reacha Yishokya? Or is this kind of Malkus a substitute for Kasha Zomam? So Malkus Mechudesh is that since you can't do to them Kasha Zomam, so instead of Kasha Zomam, we give them Malkus. But it's not the regular Malkus that's triggered by a Lav. Because maybe here it's a Lav Shem and Maisa. The Gemara says, really, Loisana is Lav Shem and Maisa. It shouldn't trigger Malkus. There's exerce a Kosov Echdiku that you do get Malkus. So the Meiri is done. What is that Malkus? Is it a Malkus for violating the Lav? And even though it's a Lav Shem and Maisa, the Torah is Megali, here you get Malkus of Lav Shem and Maisa. Or maybe no, maybe it's not a Malkus for violating the Lav. It's a new Pasha Mechudesh. Instead of Kasha Zomam, they get Malkus instead. And he asked Nafkamina, so very well be the Nafkamina, without the Hashra, by Edom Zoymim, there's a special din that Edom Zoymim don't need Hashra because since they wanted to kill somebody else without Hashra, then the Torah says, Vasisim le Kasha Zomam, lasses le'ochiv, it wouldn't be equitable that they should need Hashra. So Edom Zoymim don't need Hashra. So the Meiri is done. Well, what about Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza? The Malkus of Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza doesn't need Asra. It's just totally in this. If it's regular malchus for the lav, so then it needs hasra. But if it's a pashim mechudesh is a malchus, then it shares in the special quality of edim zoymimim, and edim zoymimim don't need hasra. And that's his maskana, I think, maybe, that it's a special pashim of malchus. Now there, in Meiri does not mean that the loisana is not the ashara. Even real kashizomim lasis la'okiv, emes a kashizomim, the needs an ashara, because we have a rule, anshim elim ken masir. In order to have an Inish, you have to have an Asara. To me, it just means that this is not the Malkus that's automatically triggered by every Lav. It's not the generic Malkus that a Lav is Mechayev. It's a Malkus that's a kind of Kashazomimdika Malkus. So it's not the automatic Malkus of a Lav. But even the Kashazomimdika Malkus, even Kashazomim, all kinds of Kashazomim, the Mis of Kashazomim, all kinds of, all Einshim in the Torah, they need to have an Asara. And the Gemara says in Malkus Davdalit that the Asara of Einim Zomim is from Laisana. So that's a different relationship. You know, it's not the lav, it's not the plain lav that it's not the plain malchus that a lav automatically triggers. It's some independent kind of einish, similar to kashas olam. But even independent einishim need to have an asar because the rule is always ein einishim elam ken mazir. So that's a second kind of category. And then there's a third thing where you might conceivably have an einish that has no connection to an asar at all, like roidif. There's no asar by roidif. It's a din, you have to kill him. And that's altogether disconnected from any kind of asar. So now you have to know how to read this Ramah over here in Samech Gimel. The Ramah asks, how in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Al Kulu Meina Loike, because it's a Lav Shevacholos, you're not Loike for all of them, for any of them, all these Lysanis, all of these Lysanis Lal Adom, because they're all Lav Shevacholos. So the Meiri asks, 1 second, what about Mansoy and Barer? There you do get Malchus, it says V'Yisroi Soy. So he says, no, that's not. Now there's 2 ways to learn this Ramah. You could read it, a weaker reading, that the Ramah is simply just saying that this is the Malkus of Ben Sarah Meir is not automatically triggered by the Lav. Because it's a Lav Shebacholos. So it's a Malkus that you get, it's a Parshim Mechudeshis of Malkus from the Yisroel. It's like similar to the Meiri's Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. It's not the generic Malkus that Lavan always have. It's a new parsha mechudeshes of Malkus. But it's still an oinish for the Asaras Alav. Like Misa. Every Misa is a parsha mechudesh, not automatically triggered by a Lav. Lav doesn't automatically trigger Misa. But when you have Misa, it is for violating the Lav. So maybe that's all the Ramah means. That this Malkus over here is not the plain, ordinary Malkus that every Lav has. It's a parsha mechudeshes of Malkus. But that parsha mechudeshes of Malkus is still mikoyach the Asar of Lysana. Maybe that's all he means. But Lefi Dvarenu, what we've seen up till now in the Ramah, based on the Ramah later on by an Aleph. Based on the Ramah that we've already seen, I would venture to say that Pshat in this Ramah is more radical. That the Ramah is saying that the Malkus of Ben Sarah Moira is nothing to do with the Averis Alav at all. It's not a punishment for the Averis Alav. It's Midin Roidif. Like we saw in the Ramah, that a Ben Sarah Meir Shem Soif and Erech means that he's Chayim Edin Roidif. And Chore, he means not only the Misa of Ben Sarah Meir, but he means the Malkus as well. Chayim's Chejman and Agamor. To get Misa, you have to have Malkus first. And then we still wanted the Kotten to be Chayim because it's Al Shem Soif. Al Kochad Al Shem Soif includes not only the Misa, but it includes the Malkus too. The Malkus of Ben Sarah Meir has nothing, is not on the Averis Lav at all. It's V'Yisroi, so it's a Parshim with Chudeshes of Malkus, but there's Roidif. This new category of Ben Sarah Meir Al Shem Soif and Erech, and has nothing to do with the Averis Lav. I said, why do you need the Averis Alav? Come, there's a Tanai, you have to be over the Asara. But once you're over the Asara, the Einish of Miso, and for that matter, the Einish of Malkus is not for the Averis Alav, it's not for the Averis Alav at all, it's for being a Rav. This new Parsha Mechudesh is of being a Rav. So Zachino, we have here a whole sheet now in the Ramah. The Ramah sheet is, bottom line, is that Ben Sarah Meir is a Chiv Roidif. It's not a regular Roidif, not a Roidif Mevur, that anybody can kill him. It's a special new category. It's a new Parsha Mechudeshes. But this Parsha Mechudeshes is a Parsha Roidif, with the Yom HaZakev, Yom HaZchayev, attached to it. But basically, it's a Chiv of Roidif. And that's true even in the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havim, what different Kotan should be Chayev. And the maskon of the Gemara is that it's exerts a kosov that a kotan is potter, because it's exerts a kosov that you have to violate the asar, you have to be bolachal mitzvahs. But even after that exerts a kosov, that's a tanai, you have to be over the asar. And you have to therefore be Balach HaMitzvos. So that's a Tanai. But after you trigger the Tanai, the Chiv and Tzomer itself is not for the Neres Alav at all. And that's what the Iri means in Samach Gimel when he says that it's not a steer to the cloud that there's no, that Al Kulam Eina Loike. The Gemara says Al Kulam Eina Loike, but Tzomer is also Al Kulam Eina Loike. You're not Loike for the Asar of Loiseich Al Adam. Because it's a Lav Shebacholos. You are Loike for the Yeshua Isai. The Malchus of Yeshua Isai has nothing to do with the, it's not an Einish at all. It's nothing to do with Loiseich Al Adam. It's a Malchus of Al Shem Sefer. The Rambam, of course, is not this way. Right, so the Rambam holds, first of all, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Al Shem Sefer and Nera, much less about Roidev. Nowhere does the Rambam say anything about Roidev. The Rambam says, the Rambam's mashma that both the Malchus and the Misa are for the Asar of Loisochel Adam. The Rambam says, you need Asar for Loisochel Adam. That's really the biggest raya of all. The Rambam says, the Chiyav and Tzorim Mera needs Asar. So you need Asra. Obviously, it's not right. It's a chiv on the kapha that is chai for violating the law. Chiv Malchus and later a chiv Misa. The Mishnah says Hashem Seifa. So Rambam learns Hashem Seifa just means that because this avera of Loisochel Adam leads to very worse averas later on, so there was machmer in the avera of Loisochel Adam. But at the end of the day, the chiv is for the avera of Loisochel Adam. I the Gemara to have me to the cotton should be chayiv because now I'll chet you nereg Hashem Seifa nereg. That was the havamino. Right, a havamino that Hashem Seifa means that we should learn Hashem Seifa means that you're like it for the very you're going to do later and not for the very you're doing now. And the maskana is that it's not true. Now there's a gili krah that a katan is potter. What does it say in that gili krah? That the chiyuv, even though theoretically it's Hashem Seifa, but bottom line, the Hashem Seifa just makes it that we're machmir on the chet that you're doing now. But you have to be nereg on the chet that you're doing now. And it's a chazor. And the point of the Rambam, there's a 180-degree chazor in the Gemara. And the maskana of the Gemara is that the chiyuv of Mitzrayim Mare is for the avera of Loisoich Lahadam, which is what we saw in Tosfos Samach Gimel. That the Malchus of Mitzrayim Mare is for Loisoich Lahadam. Ad kinei kach, the Tosfos had a kasha. Let's learn out from there that you're like on a lav shebacholos. Or at least on this lav shebacholos. So I think Tosfos and the Rambam in that sense are similar. I wanted to tell you a kasha from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's kasha in Hilchas Mamon, there in the Sefer, and maybe you'll think about, in the light of what we're saying, if there's room to maybe answer Rav Chaim's kasha. Rav Chaim asks the following question. Really, it's a Gemara, really. The Rambam says that when the Mechayiv ben Sarah Meira Misa, the Rambam goes through the whole Seder of ben Sarah Meira. So the Rambam says that after the Mechayiv Misa, before they actually are Gomer the Din, they bladed him to make sure that he wasn't meanwhile Hikif Hazaka. Because maybe in the course of the whole course proceedings and everything, he reached the point that Hikif, even the Eidim were made that B'Shas Maisi wasn't Hikif Hazaka. But we're afraid that maybe in the, you know, took time to mechayev, and maybe meanwhile it was hikif hazaka. So we have to be bodekim before the gemara din to make sure it wasn't hikif hazaka. What does it matter? Even if it was hikif hazaka, but when he did the aver, it wasn't hikif hazaka. He did the aver b'zman achiv. What do I care if before the gemara din it was hikif hazaka? So that's totally in the gemara later on in the fine aleph. There's a concept of shani dino, shani ktola. That since if he as a person was nishtane, and now he's not a person who's subject to the chiyuvim of Mansur Mura, had he done the Avera now, so we can't be going where he's done either. Since he changed, Mura talks about it, but again, Mura is a whole sugi, a very fascinating sugi. For a person, Mura says, like, what about a ger who was over an arayis, and then he was misguired, you say, ishtani dina, ishtani tola. I think we'll have a work cut out for us when we get to the sugi, but like upon him, that's the idea. Ishtani dina, ishtani tola, since now he's sikh, if now he's sikh fazokun, so he's potter from, so we can't be going where he's done. If we were ready going where the din, and then he was Hikif Hazokah, and that's already Gavrik Taylor, and you kill him anyway. But before the Gemara Din, at least we have to check him. That's the Rama. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, so how come by the Malchus we don't have to check him? Before you ever get to the Misa, you have to say you have the Malchus. So why did the Rama say that before you give him Malchus for the Achil Rishonah, we should also check him, maybe he was Hikif Hazokah? Because if he was Hikif Hazokah, he's not Chayav Malchus either. An adult who's Zoyl Vesovei is not Chayav Malchus. Same way he's not Chayav Misa. So the same way the Rambam says that before the Misa we have to check him for Hikif Hazokon, so before the Malchus also, why don't we have to check him for Hikif Hazokon? That's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. The Kesef Mishnah says the Teretz that for Malchus, We could rely on a chazaka that he wasn't taking a chazaka. But for Misa, we don't want to rely on a chazaka. That's his bush of text. And the Kismish Kesnamish himself says, Sarachim, where the Ram Gatsu Shechilik from, Mechet Esa. He proposes a teretz, which he then shoots down. But he proposes to say the following teretz. He says, it's not doima. The chi of Misa is a parsha ben Sarim Mora. And in ben Sarim Mora, there's a condition that he has to be, ben Asamach Lish. And if he's Sikkaf Azokhan, he was a Gilig Rosh Shalish, then he can't become a ben Sarim Mora. So then the person, that a person who is Hikif HaZokon cannot have Chiyuvi Ben Saramar, because he has to be a Kiyul Ish Ben. So, this is Shtani Dina Shtani Gdala. So the Chiyuvi Malkas Ben Saramar, that's not a Ben Saramar de Kedin, a new Parsha Mechudesh is Ben Saramar of Kiyul Ish Ben. That's a regular Malkas for a very Salav, like any Lav. There's a Lav in Torah L'Seichel Al Adam, and he gets Malkas for violating L'Seichel Al Adam. That's a regular plain vanilla Malkas. Now, of course, it's still true that a person who is Sikif HaZokon, who's Zoyle V'Soyvei, is not Chayim Malkus. But says Rav Chaim, that's not because there's a din in the Gavra that he's too old to be Chayim Malkus. He's not too old to be Chayim Malkus. He's a regular Malkus, Rav Eres Alav. The reason there that he's not Chayim Malkus is because he didn't violate the Lav. Because the Lav is L'Soyvei Al-Hadom. Don't do an Achila and maybe L'Dei Miso. So if he was already Hikif HaZokon, and he's Zoyle V'Soyvei, so that Achila is not maybe L'Dei Miso, because he's never going to get the Chiyuv Miso. So he doesn't have the Lav either. So he doesn't have a Hechet Timtza, how to violate the Lav. But Lu Yitzur, that a Godel could violate the Lav of L'Soychel Al Adam, so he would get Malkus, because there's no intrinsic halacha that for the Malkus, that had been Sarah Meredith Malkus, it's an ordinary Malkus for a Lav. There's no reason why that should have the condition of being Ben HaSamach Lish. So Meir says, therefore the Rambam held, that when it comes to the Malkus, even if he was Hikif HaZokon by the Gemar Din, there's no din of Ishtani Dina Ishtani Ktola. Ishtani Dina Ishtani Ktola is only where, now as a Godel who was Hikif HaZokon, he can't have the Chiyuv Ben Sarah Meir. The person himself is Mufka from Dina Ben Sarah Meir. That's a concept by the Miso. The Miso Ben Sarah Meir, the person has to be Samach Lish. And if he's more than Samach Lish, if he's older than Samach Lish, then he can't have the Chiyuv Misa Ben Sarah Meir. So we have to check him out. How are we going to give him the Gemar Din? But the Chiyuv Malkus, anybody can have the Chiyuv Malkus of L'Soychel Adam. Of course, when he did the Achila, it has to be an Achila that's Mevi'il L'Dei Miso. So when he did the Achila, he had to be that he wasn't Hikif HaZokon, because otherwise he didn't violate the Lav. But once we established that when he did the Achila, he was a Ben HaSamach Lish, and he was doing an Aver of L'Soychel Adam. So who cares if later by the Gemar Din, he could be 50 years old. What's the difference? He did the Aver of L'Soychel Adam, and that's a plain ordinary Lav, and he gets the ordinary Malkus. So we don't have to check him by the Gemar Din. It's enough that we know that B'Shas Achili violated the Lav. That's Rav Chaim's tentative answer. Are you with me so far? Very Gishmak answer. Mamaj, you said this in B'Soychel Adam. It's like deep in the learning of B'Soychel Adam. B'mitzias for the Malkus, you also have to have Ben HaSamach Lish, because otherwise he didn't violate L'Soychel Al Adam. But it's not a din be'etzim in the person that he can't have the Chi of Malkus if he's Sikif HaZokon. He could have the Chi of Malkus even if he was Sikif HaZokon. B'mitzias, he has to do L'Soychel Al Adam. It has to be an Achila, Mevi'il L'Dei Miso. He can only do such an Achila when he's a Samach Lish, because he needs to be able to, it has to be an Achila, Mevi'il L'Dei Miso. But it's not a din of the person. So Mel, you don't have to be by the Gemar Din. Who cares what he is by the Gemar Din? He violated the law. Like a person was boil in erva, and later on, by the time he gets to the Gemar Din, already maybe doesn't have karech. He's too old to be to he's whatever. If he has some physical impediment now, he couldn't be boil arayis now if he wanted to. So what's he going to say? Yishtani din, yishtani ktol. But mitzias, he couldn't do that very now. He did the very then. We'll be mechayiv him now. What's the difference? So a person who's sikif hazoka, but mitzias, he can't do l'soychel al adam anymore because he has no way to do an achilam mevi'il l'dei miso. But there's no din in the person that now he's not subject to the malchus. That's Rav Chaim's first malach. Says Rav Chaim, it's not true. Chaim turns around and he says that this answer is no good, because this answer presupposes that the Malkus of Ben Sarah Meir is a plain Malkus for violating the law. It's not Malkus midin Ben Sarah Meir. It's just Malkus just plain Malkus for a law. He says it can't be, because the Gemara, the Binyan Ben Sarah Meir, is a havmid of the cotton is chayiv because Hashem soifu nerag. How could the Gemara have a havmid of the cotton is chayiv? In order to chayiv misa, first you have to be chayiv Malkus. Kashla Yesi before. So you have to say that the Gemara held that Hashem Seifu Nerek is not only the Misa, but the Malkus is also Hashem Seifu Nerek. Hashem Seifu Nerek and Hashem Seifu Uleike. Meaning it's just a... Okay, the way of Chaim patches it up, you know, it's not a chiv on the person, it's a din that that he has to get killed. Whatever it is. But it says in this Gemara, it says in that Gemara, he said, that Misa and Malkus are both from the Parshiv and Soyamara. Same the question we had earlier today. The Gemara had a Havamino, that because Ben Soyamara is Hashem Seifu Nerek, so a Kotun could be Chayef. So it's only Havamino, but we're in a Havamino that a Kotun could be Chayef because Hashem Seifu Nerek. But how are you going to be chayiv in Misa? In order to be chayiv in Misa, you first have to be chayiv in Malkus. So how did this Kotun ever get Malkus? So you have to say that the same Hashem Soifu Nerag includes the Malkus. Hashem Soifu Nerag and Hashem Soifu Leika. So he says it's Mukhach and Agamara that the Malkus of Ben Soyer Meira, it's not an ordinary Malkus for violating a law. The Malkus of Ben Soyer Meira is Malkus from the Parsha of Ben Soyer Meira. It's a Malkus of Hashem Soifu. So if it's a Malkus from the Parsha of Ben Soyer Meira, so then Hikif HaZokhan should be Potter Be'etzim. If the Malkus, if this is a Parsha Mechudeshes, that's not Malkus for violating the law. It's a Parsha, it's Malkus for the, it's Malkus, Mikoyach, the Parsha Ben Soyer Meira, if Chaim called it Ben Soyer Meira the Malkus, so then if Ben Soyer Meira has to be Somach Lish, then this Malkus has to be Somach Lish, and if it's Ishtanik Din, it should be Ishtanik Tol, so why don't you have to be Beidik? So it's Hadra Koshi Luduchta. So if Chaim then has another test with Ishtanik Din, Ishtanik Tol, we'll worry about it when we get to the Sugya. That Ishtani Din, Ishtani Tolo only applies to Misa, not for Malkus. Whatever, that's not for us right now. But HaKaponim, that's Rav Chaim's Kasha. So Yeshli is Bainu Badova, if the Kasha really, is it yeah Kasha, not a Kasha? Because we just said now in the Rambam, that the Rambam learned this, the Chazor in the Gemara. There was only a Havamina that a Kotlin is Chayev. The Maskona, it is Malkus for the Lach. So maybe that's the answer to Rav Chaim. If it's the answer of Chaim's Kasha, Yidin Chanami, in the Gemara is Havamino, we thought that it's nothing to do with the Lav, so then the Malkus is also Hashem Soifer. The Maskana, there's a Chazor, the Maskana, the Oynish of Ben Soyer Meira, is for the Averis Allah. So maybe the Maskana of Chaim doesn't have a time. Or maybe not, maybe think about that. I'm not sure, I'm not sure. If Chaim was also smart. I'm not sure that this is really a Teresa of Chaim's Kasha. No, Yesh Lodin. Okay, well, I'll leave that for you to think about.